今天我们夏令会第一天。
This is the first day of our conference.
我们的诗歌叫复兴你的工作。
And the hymn we just sang, it says, revive thy work.
不是复兴我们的工作。
Not revive my work.
主的工作。
Our work, but the work of the Lord.
复兴你的工作。
Revive thy work.
我们盼望这次聚会不仅听见几篇道。
And I hope that you don't just hear a few messages and sermons here.
主能够祝福在我们当中。
But may the Lord work among us.
对弟兄姊妹都要有祷告。
And so, brothers and sisters, we should all have this prayer.
我们要遇见主。
That we want to meet Jesus.
我们都有这个渴慕。
And we have this longing and desire in our hearts.
主就会大大与我们同在。
If we do, then the Lord will be with us.
主会做工。
He will work.
我们话语听见。记得不记得第二件事
and it is secondary what you have heard and whether you remember it or not
第一件事我们都要祷告能够遇见主
but first and foremost pray that you meet the Lord
好不好
yes
我们都要一个存一个心来遇见主
and so we must have this desire in our hearts
主就会与我们同在
and the Lord will be with you
主也会向我们显现
and he will appear to you
好我们读几处圣经
Let's read a few passages from the Bible.
马太福音二十七章。
Matthew chapter 27.
二十七章五十一节到五十四节。
Matthew 27 verses 51 to 54.
五十一节到五十四节。
51 to 54.
大家翻到没有？翻到我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
忽然
and behold, the veil was of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook, and the rocks were split. And the tombs were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they entered the holy city and appeared to many. Now, the centurion and those who were with him, keeping guard over Jesus, when they saw the earthquake and the things that were happening, became very frightened and said,Truly, this was the Son of God.
好，二十八章十六节到二十节。
And chapter 28, verses 16 to 20.
十六节我们开读。
Let's read together. But the 11 disciples proceeded to Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had designated. And when they saw him, they worshipped him. But some were doubtful. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and earth.Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
好，约翰福音十一章。
John chapter
二十五节。
11 verse 25.
一章二十五节。
John 11 verse 25.
来，我们一起读。
Let's read together. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me shall live, even if he dies.
好，这句话，复活在我，生命在我。中文应该翻译成：我是生命，我是复活。
And here Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life.
二十章十七到二十三节。
And then let us read chapter 20 of John, verses 17 to 23.
来，我们一起读。
Let us read together. Jesus said to her, Stop clinging to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend to my Father and your Father and my God and your God.Mary Magdalene came, announcing to the disciples, I have seen the Lord, and that he had said these things to her. Lord, you show what the disciples were in the fear of the Jews. empty.
好，我们回头说路加福音二十四章。
Let's go backward and read from Luke chapter 24.
四十四节到五十三节。开他们的心窍，原文是开他们的悟性。
And here in verse 45, it means to open their understanding.
好，以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
第四章八到十节。
Verses 8 to 10.
你们记住，所以。
所以你上说，他是他召你的时候，五月的。
And the captive of those two captives, and he gave gifts to men. Now, this expression, he ascended. What does it mean except that he also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is himself also he who ascended far above all the heavens.
哥罗西书二章十五节。
Colossians chapter 2, verse 15.
即将摩西罗。
When he had disarmed the rulers and authorities, he made a public display of them having triumphed over them through him.
这是圣经，有翻译很麻烦啊。
This is a difficult passage.
讲仗执政掌权的如来。
When he had disarmed the rulers and
authorities. 如来这个字，中文呢翻作交界，大家清楚交界吧？两个军队打仗。
Do you know what disarmed means?
打败的军队要放下武器。
When there's two countries fighting two armies, and the one that is disarmed, they have to lay down their weapons.
那就把他武器交出来。
And give up their weapons to the other side.
我们叫做交界。
That is disarmed.
这里这个字如来就是被仇敌交界。
And so the enemy was disarmed.
好，我们最后读诗篇第八篇。
And lastly, let us read Psalm chapter 8.
第一节到第二节。
The 8th Psalm, verse 1 and 2.
翻到了啊，耶和华。
O Lord, O Lord, how majestic is thy name in all the earth, who has displayed thy splendor above the heavens. From the mouth of infants and nursing babes, thou hast established strength because of thy adversaries.
好，我们这次的主题，传主的传奉主名传道直到万方。
And the thing, preaching in his name to all the nations.
这路加福音二十四章四十七节主讲的话。
And this is what Jesus said in the Gospel of Luke.
人要奉我的名传悔改赦罪的道。
And you should in my name preach the gospel of repentance.
从耶路撒冷直到万方。
From Jerusalem until the ends of the earth.
那这个题目太长了啊。
But this verse was a little long.
所以我们说奉主的名传道直到万邦。
So we shortened it a little bit, preaching in his name to all the nations.
这是主在地上最后的一个命令。
This was the last command that Jesus gave. table here on earth.
也最重要的一个命令。
It is also the most important one.
这个命令不是给特别的人的命令。
It is not for an elite group of people.
也不是给传道人的命令。
It is not a command to pastors.
这是给全教会的一个命令。
This is a command to the church.
给每一位弟兄姊妹的命令。
It is for every brother and sister.
人要奉我的名传悔改赦罪的道。
You must in my name.Preach the gospel of repentance.
从耶路撒冷直到万邦。
From Jerusalem until the ends of the earth.
而这个命令是给每一个神的儿女的。
And it is for every child of God, this command.
我们先知道主的道。
And so we need to know what is.
在新约开始四本福音书。
Way of the Lord. In the gospels.
都是耶稣基督的传记。
We see that it is the biography of Jesus. And such a great person that took all four of these books working together. Each book has its aspect and perspective. The content is different.
但是四本福音收到了末了。
But when it comes to the conclusion of the gospel,
三件是一样的。
There are three things that are the same.
主的死。
His death.
主的复活。
The resurrection of the Lord.
主的升天。
And the ascension of the Lord.
这三件事就产生浩大的救恩。
And these three things have come together to become such a great salvation.
主的死、主的复活统统记。
And everyone records the death and resurrection of the Lord.
主的升天，两本福音书记，两本福音书没有记。
But the ascension, only two of the Gospels record.
记不记都有到很深的讲究的。
Whether they have recorded it or not, it has a very deep value there.
马太福音没有记升天。
Matthew does not have the ascension.
约翰福音没有记升天。
John does not have the ascension.
马太福音主到时候是君王。
And Matthew, it talks about Jesus being the king.
基立他的国度。
And he is here to establish his kingdom.
君王是要留在地上。
And so the king, he needs to remain here.
治理他的国度。
And govern his kingdom.
治理他的百姓。
And his people.
所以马太福音不记升天。
And so Matthew does not record.
约翰福音记主耶稣神的儿子。
Ascension. John is about Jesus, the Son of God.
神的儿子没有升天的问题。
The Son of God does not need to ascend.
虽然在地，仍旧在天。
He is on earth and in heaven.
所以约翰福音不记住的升天。
And so the Gospel of John does not record the ascension.
马可福音叫主是神的仆人。
Mark, the Lord is the servant of God.
他记升天。
Of God. And so it has the ascension.
神的仆人要以升天做他的奖赏。
Because the servant of God is rewarded with the ascension.
路加福音所读是完全的人。
And Luke is Jesus as the perfect man.
是这个超凡的人。
And he is the supernatural man.
不了解升天。
And he concludes his life with the ascension.
来做他的荣耀的命运。
And he completes his glorious destiny.
这圣经记不记都有他的讲究。
And so it's significant whether it is recorded or not.
主的死、主的复活，每部福音书都记。
The death and resurrection.Every gospel has it.
主的死，主的复活，主的升天。
The death, the resurrection, and the ascension.
产生浩大救恩。
It gives birth to this great salvation.
因为明白主的死，主的复活，主的升天。
And so to understand the death, the resurrection, and the ascension.
主的死是非常深的一个生命。
We need to know that the death, it is a very deep life.
今天晚上我们只要它的一面。
And tonight we're only speaking of one aspect of it.
主的死是极大的得胜。
Because the death of the Lord is a great victory.
十字架是个最大的征战。
And the cross is the greatest battle.
黑暗的君王的国度的君王在十字架征战。
And the king of darkness and the king of the kingdom is battling.
主只有一个仇敌。
And God only has one enemy.
是撒旦。
And it is Satan.
在主还没有降临以前。
And before Jesus descended,
撒旦是地上最大的权势。
Satan was the greatest power in this world.
而主耶稣降临了。
But then Jesus descended.
和撒旦中间有个征战。
And he had this battle with.
这个征战谁也不能输。
And neither one could afford to lose.
输了就完了。
Because once you lose, you're done.
而撒旦在地上。
But Satan here in this world.
用罪和死来。控制整个人类
controls humankind with death and sin.
没有一个人能够逃脱这个罪和死的权柄。
And no one can escape from the power of sin and death.
主耶稣来了。
But Jesus came.
在十字架打败仇敌。
And he conquered the enemy on the cross.
所以十字架一边 很大的意义是最大得胜。
And so the, a great meaning in the cross is the victory.
十字架的意义很多哈。
There are many different meanings of the cross.
这个最大一面叫做主的得胜。
But the greatest of all is the victory of the Lord.
借着死败坏的张实权的。
And through his death, he has conquered himself.
就是魔鬼。
The power of death, that is Satan.
所以这个征战，主耶稣基督打败了仇敌。
And so in this battle, Jesus, he conquered Satan.
撒旦在十架的征战中失败了。
And so, on the, in the battle of the cross, Satan was defeated.
主耶稣得胜了。
And Jesus won.
打败了仇敌。
He defeated the enemy.
而主耶稣打败了仇敌的全能。
And he defeated the power of the enemy.
主撒旦的全能，最合适的两个大的全能。
The power being sin and death.
主把死废掉。
And he did away with death.
把罪废掉。
He did away with sin.
借着死败坏那个仗势权的。
Through death, he conquered him who held the power of death.
就是魔鬼。
And that is the enemy.
而撒旦的权势。
And the power of Satan.
在哥罗西书第二章说到主耶稣的得胜。
In Colossians chapter 2, it speaks of the victory of Jesus.
把执政掌权的掳来。
That he disarmed.
刚才我们也讲过的掳来话说交际。
And here it speaks direct, it says he disarmed them.
把他交际。
And so he disarmed them.
把他所有的武器都放下了。
And they relinquished their weapons.
把他所有的武器都交出来。
They had to give them up.
弟兄姊妹，我们一定要看见主耶稣胜过撒旦。
So we must understand that Jesus overcomes Satan.
这个大的启示。
This is a great revelation.
我们真的看见主耶稣得胜了。
If we really see that Jesus is victorious.
就成为我们属灵的经历。
And that will become our spiritual experience.
主耶稣这个时就废掉了仗势权的。
That through death, he did away with him who had the power of death.
把他交际。
And disarmed him.
下面说明显给众人看。
And following, it says he made a public display of them.
这句话我把它翻译成示众。
And here it says publicly.
这句话中国人懂。
And, there's a phrase that only Chinese people understand.
中国人在君王时代。
In the days of the kings.
把一个人处死刑。
Chinese kings.
一个是个砍头啊。
They beheaded people.
砍了头把头在城门口挂起来。
And they hang up the head on the city gates.
这叫示众。
And, that was their custom.
叫众人都看见死了。
It is a public display.
他犯了什么罪要处死刑。
What did he do to be beheaded?
今天不需要这么野蛮了啊。
And we don't do this today.
今天把人处死刑了。
And, they do get the death penalty.
借着报纸，借着电视，通过广播了，对不对？
And it is publicly displayed through TV and through the news.
让我们所有的人都看见，都知道了。
So that everyone knows.
主耶稣已经把仇敌交界。
That Jesus has disarmed the enemy.
将他示众。
And he has publicly displayed.
叫我们长着十字架夸胜。
So that we can boast in the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要学习什么叫夸胜。
We need to know what it means to boast.
我们确实知道仇敌失败了。
Because we know for sure the enemy has been conquered.
在我们一切的事上都长着十字架夸胜。
And in all things boast in the cross.
主已经胜过了撒旦。
Because Jesus has overcome Satan.
很多神的儿女没有看见。
Many children of God, they don't see it.
人就受仇敌的欺骗。
And they are deceived by the enemy.
人就受仇敌的攻击。
And they are attacked by the enemy.
所以今天晚上我们要读的哥罗西二章十五节啊。
And so we need to understand tonight, Colossians chapter 2 verse
15. 确实知道。
And know for sure.
十字架的征战。
In the battle of the cross.
仇敌已经失败了。
The enemy already lost.
就把他交界了。
And they are disarmed.
所以把他示众了。
And they have been publicly displayed.
我们就长着十字架夸胜。
And so we can grasp onto this and boast.
所以主的死是个极大的得胜。
And so it is the, death of the Lord is a great victory.
把他的所有的力量都交界了。
And he has disarmed them completely.
而主把那掳物抢回来。
And he has captured the captives.
我们都是仇敌手中的掳物。
We all once were captives of the enemy.
而且也产生教会了。
And in these 2000 years, the church was born.
每一个弟兄姊妹的得救。
The salvation of every believer.
都是因着十架得胜。
It is all because of the victory of the cross.
我们从主的手中被掳回来了。
And we have been freed from the hands of the enemy.
所以我们听见了神的儿女讲得救的见证很简单。
And so it's very simple. We sit and listen to their salvation story.
要做成这件事很不简单。
But for the Lord to have accomplished this, it was very difficult.
十架的事。
The death on the cross.
败坏掌实权的。
And it defeated him who held the power of God.
败坏他的权势。
And it defeated his power.
掳来他的掳。
And it released his enemies, his captives.
以弗所书说掳掠仇敌。
And so Ephesians it says he captured.
升上高天。
Captivity and ascended into heaven.
保罗讲这句话根据大卫六十八篇讲的话。
And Saul, David had said this.Because of Psalm 68,
大卫了不起的人啊
！Referring to Psalm 68, and David was a great man.
在旧约诗篇、以赛亚这两本书
，and in the Old Testament, the Psalms and the Book of Isaiah.
讲到主耶稣基督
，it speaks of Jesus Christ.
就是那么的详细
，and it gives such detail.
把他掳掠仇敌
，he captured captivity.
升上高天的时候
，and when he ascended on high,
将所有的恩赐赏给人。
He gave gifts to men.
我们都是从仇敌手中被掳回来的人。
And so we all have been released from the enemy.
主的是败坏仇敌。
And he has defeated the enemy.
掳掠仇敌。
And he has captured the enemy.
掳掠他的掳。
And he has captured the captives.
这是主的是最大的得胜。
And this is the greatest victory.
那我们看见主的复活更大的能力。
And we see an even greater power in the resurrection.
主的死死我们懂。
Death we may understand.
复活全人类不懂。
And resurrection, there's no man who understands.
人类从来没听过复活的事。
And mankind cannot understand resurrection.
当主耶稣来了。
But then Jesus came.
在约翰福音十一章。
And in John chapter 11.
主耶稣叫拉撒路复活。
Jesus causes Lazarus to rise from the dead.
这是人类中间第一个复活的事。
This is the first resurrection.
那件惊天动地啊。
And this was a great and shocking thing back then.
在诸天境界，那是惊天动地的。
And even in the heavens, this was a great thing.
众天使都看见这件事。
The angels beheld this.
主耶稣叫第一个人复活了。
That the first person was resurrected.
在阴府的境界。
And in the realm of
那鬼魔真是惊天动地的。
Hades, even the enemy was shocked.
看见主耶稣叫一个人复活了。
Because Jesus caused one to rise from the dead.
今天在伯大尼家里面。
But that day in the house of Bethany.
主耶稣叫拉撒路复活。
Jesus caused Lazarus to rise from the dead.
在马大玛利亚的眼中。
In the eyes of Martha and Mary.
那是一件事。
It was something that happened.
太大的事。
It was a great event.
惊天动地的事。
It was an earth-shaking event.
那还是一件事。
Nevertheless, it was just an event.
在二十五节，主耶稣讲了一句话。
But then we come to verse 25, Jesus says,
我是生命。
I am the resurrection.
我是复活。
And the life.
这句话大家听不懂了。
And no one could understand this.
在主耶稣复活不是一件事。
To him, resurrection, it is not an event.
是主耶稣那个人是复活。
It is himself, the person of Jesus.
复活从来不人不知道。
And men did not know resurrection.
当主耶稣道成肉身来到地上。
But Jesus, the word became flesh, came into the world.
复活就在他的身上。
And resurrection was within him.
主的生命和众人不一样。
His life was different than all others.
他是个永远的生命。
It was an eternal life.
好，在诸天上面。
And in the heavens,
众天使都知道神是生命。
And all the angels know that God is life.
那是独一的生命。
He is the only life.
在地上人的生命是独一的生命。
And on earth, the life of man is the only life.
这是所有人都知道的。
And all men know about it.
当主耶稣来到地上了。
But when Jesus came into the world,
主的生命是个独特的生命。
The life of the Lord was a unique life.
他是神而人的生命。
It is the life of God and man.
他是绝对的神。
And he was absolutely God.
他是绝对的人。
And he was absolutely man.
在圣经最美丽的地方就是主耶稣的人性。
And in the most beautiful parts of the gospel, it talks about the human nature of Christ.
当住在地上的时候。
When he was in the world.
就是表现他的人性。
And he expressed his human nature.
他的人性和我们一样的。
It was a nature like ours.
所以他是我们一位能认识的神。
And so he was a God that we could know.
我们能够明白的神。
That we could understand.
所以我们能经历的神。
That we could experience.
主耶稣来到地上。
And so he came into the world.
他的人是跟我们一样的。
And his nature was the same as ours.
主也会觉得累。
He got tired.
觉得疲倦。
He got sleepy.
主也会觉得孤独。
And he was lonely.
主也会觉得痛苦。
And he was in suffering.
跟我们人心一样的。
It is the same as our nature.
这就是主最美丽的地方。
And this is the most beautiful aspect of him.
主在克西马尼的时候。
When he was in the Garden of Gethsemane.
克西马尼这个字翻出来就叫亚出油来。
And the word Gethsemane means the oil press.
上面是一个橄榄山。
Because the Mount of Olives is above it.
他们的橄榄在克西马尼榨油。
And at Gethsemane, they press the olives for olive oil.
主耶稣来到克西马尼。
And so Jesus comes to Gethsemane.
压力太大。
And it was a great pressure.
神给把众人的罪放在他身上。
And the sins of the world were upon him.
他往前要做负罪的羔羊。
And going forward, he was going to be the lamb who bore the sins of the world.
他祷告。
And so he prays.
祷告的汗如血点滴在地上。
And his sweat was like blood drops falling to the ground. 主耶稣在
完全的人性里面祷告。
And he prayed completely in his human nature.
再往前。
And then he goes forward.
主耶稣被审判。
He is judged.
主耶稣被捉拿被审判。
He is arrested, he is judged.
表现了最美丽的人性。
And he expresses this beautiful human nature.
主耶稣是鞭打。
He was scourged.
这件事是件大事。
This is a great thing.
主的救恩。
His salvation.
挂十字架已经足够了。
It is enough to be crucified.
不需要受鞭打。
He does not need to be whipped.
在这圣经里面，旧约、新约都说，用他的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。
But whether in the Old or New Testament, it says, by his stripes we are healed.
主耶稣不懂得罪。
Jesus, he did not know sin.
圣经说他不治罪。
And the Bible says he did not know sin.
我们的病都从罪来的。
But the root of all illness is sin.
他不知道罪，所以他从来不知道病啊。
He did not know sin. He did not know illness.
圣经儿女会不会病？
Do the children of God get sick?
我们都会病。
We all get sick.
病是我们很痛苦的一件事情，对不对？
And it is suffering.
所以主特别受鞭打。
And so the Lord, he was whipped.
这个鞭子很厉害的鞭子。
And it was a very severe and cruel whipping.
叫做细子鞭。
And it was a cat of nine tails.
两条金皮带绞起来。
And it was a braided whip.
当中插着磨尖的金属。
And then they had a little pieces, shards of metal.
这个鞭子不打罗马公民。
They do not use this to whip Roman citizens.
是打奴隶的。
Only slaves.
一个奴隶逃走了。
And when the slave escapes.
被抓回来了。
And it is captured.
他们就用细子鞭打他。
Then they whip them with this whip.
几鞭子可以打死个强壮的奴隶。
A few whippings can kill a very strong slave.
主耶稣特别接受鞭打。
And so Jesus, he was whipped.
为我们迎来一个病的医治的权利。
And he won for us the privilege of having our sicknesses healed.
所以神的儿女都要知道什么叫权利。
And so we must all know what is authority.
主付了代价，我们迎来这个权利。
What is our privilege? The Lord paid the price
to
gain this for us.
通常一个病。
And for children of God, sometimes they have a very common illness.
大病没有信心。
For big illnesses, they don't have enough faith.
小病不在乎。
For minor ones, they don't care.
那你就不需要为这病祷告了。
Then you don't have to pray for any sort of illness.
我们都要知道一件事。
We all need to know.
主受鞭打。
When the Lord was whipped.
因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。
By his stripes, you are healed.
这个权利得来主不容易的。
It was difficult for the Lord to gain us this privilege.
我们神的儿女无论经过什么病。
And for the children of God, no matter what kind of illness
you have,
you need to know the Lord was whipped for you.
我们有个权利,
we have this privilege.
病得医治,
our sicknesses can be healed.
小病大病都要带到主面前,
small illnesses and big ones, bring it to the Lord.
都要知道主的鞭伤为我得医治,
because by his stripes we are healed.
他去受鞭打,
when he was whipped,
最后他钉十字架。
And then he was crucified.
在一路上面主都以他的忍性。
And all along the way he is a man.
主的得胜就忍性担当仇敌的一切的攻击。
And his victory is that he stood against the enemy in, as a man.
似乎主耶稣彰显神儿子的大能。
And we also see in the four gospels that he expresses his divinity.
但是对于撒旦的攻击。
But when it comes to the attack of the enemy,
主耶稣从来不用神性来担当。
He never uses his divinity.
主耶稣一动他的神性。
If he uses any of his divine nature,
主耶稣已经输了。
Then he would lose.
违背了道成肉身的原则。
He would have gone against the.
都以人性来担当。
Principle of the Word became flesh, so he used his human nature to win.
到克西玛尼，他的体力到了尽头了。
And so at Gethsemane, we see his.He has come to the end of himself. And God supplies him with strength.
再往前,
to go on.
经过审判,
to go through this judgment.
经过十字架,
to go through the cross.
为我们完成极大的救赎给救恩,
and to complete this great redemption and salvation for us.
今天顺便提一下, 救赎救恩两件事完全不一样。
And by the way, redemption and salvation are completely different.
十字架上完成的救赎,
the redemption on the cross,
也完成救恩。
And the salvation is accomplished.
什么叫做救赎呢?
Accomplished. What is redemption?
我们犯罪亏去了神的荣耀。
We sinned and we fell short of his glory.
我们死是我们看得见的最后一件事。
The last thing we see is our death.
所以人人都怕死，对不对？
So everyone's afraid to die.
但是死不是个终点。
But death is not the conclusion.
死是另外一个阶段的开始。
It is the beginning of another phase.
经过死，我们的魂要担当神的审判。
And through death, our souls must be judged by God.
那是更大的一件事。
It is a greater issue.
只要人家灭亡，对不对？
It is the end of man.
我有一个长辈。
I have an elder.
他已经到主那里去了。
Who is already with the Lord.
他从前中国大陆传福音啊。
And he used to preach the gospel in China.
能力有点大。
And he had a great power.
中国为日本征战的时候。
And when China was in the Sino-Japanese War.
他跟着政府一直往西走。
And he moved west with
government. 到乡下传福音。
And they came to these rural towns.
最好的题目是从死不灭的，从死不死的，活死不灭的。
And he preached the gospel in every town. And his favorite topic was where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched.
乡下人都跪在那里哭着祷告。
And so all these people in his rural areas would weep and cry.
大有权能。
And he was one of great
power. 我们知道我们离开身体之后。
We know when we leave this body.
我们还当面对神的审判。
We need to face the judgment of God.
主耶稣付了赎价。
But the Lord has paid the price.
把我们从神的审判手里赎出来。
To redeem us from this judgment of God.
主用他的超凡的魂。
And so this supernatural.
最美丽的魂。
A soul. It is the most beautiful soul.
做我们魂的赎价。
It became the price.
这叫做救赎。
For our souls. This is redemption.
十字架上完成救赎。
And so on the cross, he completed
the redemption. 也完成了救恩。
He also accomplished salvation.
救恩跟救赎不一样。
Two different things.
救恩就在十字架。
Salvation is within the cross.
把他自己给了我们。
He gave himself to us.
做我们的救恩。
To become our salvation.
主耶稣的生命无穷尽。
And so his life is without end.
我们追求主的无穷生命。
And we pursue this life without measure.
这个叫做救恩。
And this is salvation.
当以色列人过逾越节的时候。
When the Israelites, when they had the Passover.
他们每家杀只羔羊。
Every family had a lamb that they slayed.
把羔羊的血抹在门楣门框上。
And they took the blood and they put it on the doorpost.
命令的天使来的时候。
And when the angel of death came.
他不是看以色列人就逾越了。
They did not look at the Israelites and then pass them over.
逾越人与以色列人跟埃及人一样的败坏。
No, because the Israelites were just as bad as the Egyptians.
都要毁灭的。
They would all be done with.
圣经说一见这血就逾越。
But the Bible tells us, when I see the blood, I shall pass over.
看见羔羊的血才逾越了。
When they see the blood of the lamb.
不是靠以色列人。
Not because they were Israelites.
今天我们得救了。
Today we are saved.
不是今天我们有什么好，我家人能够免掉神的审判。
Not because we have any good among us.
因为羔羊的宝血。
But it is because of the blood of the lamb.
我一见这血就逾越。
When I see the blood, I will pass over you.
这个叫做逾越，这叫救赎。
And this is salvation.
而那一天不仅是抹羔羊的血。
And at that day, with the blood of the lamb,
每一家都吃羔羊。
Not only they had the blood, but every family they ate the lamb.
从头到尾吃。
They ate it from head to tail.
从外到里吃。
Outside and inside.
吃了皮，吃了肉。
They ate the skin. They ate the meat.
也要吃内脏。
They ate the organs.
全只羊都吃下去。
They ate the whole lamb.
有弟兄告诉我的，我们可不喜欢吃羊肉，怎么办？
And a brother asked me, but I don't really like lamb meat.
你这问题很奇妙。
I said, this is a good question.
整个羔羊说主的救恩。
The lamb in the Bible speaks of the salvation of the Lord.
从里往外吃，从头到尾吃。
And you eat it outside to in and from head to tail.
主以他的自己做我们的救恩。
The Lord, He is our salvation.
所以我们为我们成功的救赎。
And He has accomplished.
为我们成功的救恩。
And He has fulfilled. He has accomplished salvation.
到了约翰一章，我是生命。
And we come to John 11. He says, "I am the resurrection."
我是复活。
And I am the life.
主耶稣自己就是复活。
He himself is the resurrection.
道成肉身来到地上。
The word became flesh, came into the world.
复活在他身上。
Resurrection is upon him.
主耶稣一路往前走的时候。
And as he goes forward.
表现他的复活生命。
And he expressed his resurrection life.
所以主耶稣对着马大说，我是生命。
And so that day he said to Mary and Martha, I am the life.
我是复活。
I am the resurrection.
马大玛利亚听不懂。
Martha and Mary could not understand.
我们两千年教会都听懂了。
But the church over the last 2,000 years, we understand.
主耶稣的生命是复活。
His life is the resurrected life.
主就是复活。
He is resurrection.
所以人家问你的信仰是什么呢？
And so when people ask you, what do you believe?
你不要像讲我们信主耶稣死。
Don't say I believe that Jesus died.
就替我死。
He died for me.
话是对的。
Yes, he did.
但是没有人不信死。
But you know what? Everyone believes in death.
死不需要信。
You don't have to believe in death.
我们的信仰是复活。
Our belief is in the resurrection.
信什么？
What do you believe in?
信复活。
I believe in the resurrection.
所有的宗教。
Every religion.
只有我们有复活。
We are the only one with resurrection.
复活是我们的信仰。
And it is our faith.
主是生命。
Jesus is the resurrection.
主是复活。
And the life.
我们讲到升天。
And then we have come to the ascension.
升天是件大事。
This is a great.
主耶稣复活走到升高，升上高天。
And he ascended and rose on high.
圣经里面把天分作三种不同的天。
In the Bible it says there are at least three different stages or levels to heaven.
第一个是空气天。
And the first is the atmosphere.
我们飞机飞过来飞过去就空气天。
We see planes flying here and there.
空气天外面叫宇宙天
，and beyond that is space。
圣经用的字叫宇宙天。
The Bible says calls it the universe。
今天天文学家讲的外太空。
And astronomers, they talk about outer space。
前些日子看本杂志啊。
I was looking at a magazine a little while ago。
一个日本的天文学家讲，他要研究太空。
There was a Japanese astronomer。
他说太空没有边际的。
He says, outer space, it is without end, it is limitless.
他太外行了。
And I feel like he's not quite a professional.
太大再大。
No matter how great space is, there is an end to it.
第三层中天。
There is a border. There is a third type of level.
叫三层天。
A third level of heaven.
神住在三层天。
Where God dwells.
主耶稣从三层天来。
And he comes from...
主耶稣复活了。
The heavens above, and he was resurrected.
啊、升天。
He ascended into heaven.
一下跨过整个宇宙天。
He crossed right over the universe.
到三层天。
Into at least the third level of heaven.
对主来说，时间空间没有意义。
Because time and space are irrelevant to the Lord.
一下就跨过三层到三层天。
And so he immediately arrives at the third heaven.
升天这件大事。
At the ascension, it is a great matter.
升天超过众仇敌。
And it is.Beyond and surpasses all the enemies.
我很喜欢我们这诗歌。
There's a hymn I like a lot.
404首与你合一。
404.
与你合一，升天之子。
One with the ascended Son.
同等宝座来管制。
One with thee we shall reign.
你的权柄也是我的。
Your authority is mine.
因我和你同位置。
Because I reign with you.
主升天了。
The Lord has ascended.
我们得了高超的地位。
And he has gained for us this.
教会占了升天的地位。
This exalted position.
远超仇敌。
And the church is in this position over the enemy.
升到天上。
And so he has ascended into
heaven. 一个人的生命。
This is the first.
一个人的形状。
A first person in human nature with human form.
一个人的地位
in the human position.
升到神的居所
that has gone into
进到极大的荣耀里面
the dwelling place of God and into such a
这完成了一个最大的救恩
into a great glory and has accomplished salvation.
我们要明白主的事
And so we need to understand the death of the Lord.
明白主的复活
And his resurrection.
明白主的升天
And his ascension.
这产生了浩大救恩
And how all three of these work together to complete this great salvation.
我们还要回到主的死
But tonight we are coming back to the death.
主的死的影响的力量
And the influence of his death.
马太福音27章
Matthew 27.
当主死的时候
When it speaks of the death of the Lord.
五件事
Five things.
地中的幔子从上到下裂为两半。
The veil in the temple was torn.
地震动。
The earth shook.
坟墓开了。
The tombs were opened.
死人又起来了。
The bodies of saints were raised.
而磐石崩裂。
And the rocks were split.
这是主的死的浩大的影响。
This is the great influence of
the power. 怎么叫做幔子裂开了？
Of the death of the Lord.
那个圣殿是个非常高的建筑物。
And what is the veil being torn?
圣殿多高？
The temple was a very high.
那个幔子也有多高？
As high as the building is, it's as high how high the veil is.
幔子是很厚的一个东西。
It was a very thick veil.
四种的颜色，四种料子织成功的。
Four different fabrics could weave this together.
白色的、蓝色的、朱红色的、白色、紫色、朱红色、蓝色。
White, blue, scarlet, and purple.
四种东西料子织成功的。
Four different fabrics.
非常的结实。
Together, very sturdy.
很高很高。
Very high.
人的手不可能撕裂的。
The hands of man will not.
而幔子上面绣着一个基路伯。
And on the veil is woven a cherubim.
基路伯四个脸面。
Four different faces of
the cherubim. 一个人的脸。
The face of a man.
代表人类。
It is man.
一个狮子的脸
The face of a lion.
代表野兽
The, represents creation.
牛的脸
And the face of the bull.
代表家畜
It is the creatures.
家里头的牲畜
The beast of burden.
鹰的脸
And then the face of the eagle.
代表飞鸟
Is the Birds.
圣经对生物的分法 no.
And this is how the Bible divides
整个基路伯
animals.
代表万有
But cherubim, they represent
到了启示录
all of creation.
对基路伯的赞美
And in Revelations, we see the praise of the cherubim.
万有是因你的旨意被造而有的
Creation came about because of your will, O God.
所以主来到地上
And so when the Lord came into the
不仅人类在他身上
Not only was the human
万有都在他身上
upon him, but all of creation.
当主死的时候
And when he died,
幔子从上到下裂为两半
This veil was torn in two.
就把万有都废掉了
Because all of creation is done away with.
而地震动
The earth shook.
把这个地的权势废了
And so the power of the earth was done away
with. 坟墓裂开
And the tombs were opened.
把仇敌的权势废了。
And the power of the enemy was done away.
死人起来。
And the raising of the dead.
把死亡的权势废了。
Is the power of death that was passing away.
主的死的浩大的力量。
It is the great power of the death of the Lord.
我们基督徒也会到末了，也会经过死去见主的，对不对
？And one day Christians also will through death meet the Lord.
圣徒的死真是不一样。
The death of saints is different.
诗篇有句话叫耶和华的眼中。
And in Psalms it says,
看圣徒的死极其宝贵。
And how precious is the death of the saints in the eyes of the Lord.
我们经过死。
When we pass through death,
好像跨过一个门槛。
It is like just going over a threshold.
今天晚上我要回家了，跨过门槛。
Tonight I'm going home. I need to cross my threshold.
我需不需要哭啊？
Do I need to cry?
跨过门槛要哭吗？
When I enter the door, I need to cry.
不需要哭，对不对？
You don't need to cry.
因为我要回家了。
I'm going home.
我要到更好的地方去了。
I'm going to a better place.
这就是圣徒的死的宝贵哈。
And this is how precious is the death of saints.
神的儿女亲人死了哭一哭也应该的哈。
And yes, you should cry if your beloved ones pass away.
因为要好久不见了。
But you know, you haven't seen them, and you'll have.
我从来没有叫弟兄姊妹亲人死不要哭。
I've never said don't cry at funerals.
哭得太过分了就不大好了。
But if you keep crying really extremely, that's not
awesome. 弟兄啊，
又
盼望又盼望。
So I will tell them, you know what, there is a hope.
这不是永远分别了。
It is not an eternal separation.
这个长久的分别还要再见面呢。
A long one perhaps, but you'll meet again.
主来的时候没有一个人会漏掉的。
When the Lord returns, not one will be left out.
都要复活的。
We will all rise.
我们死就跨过个门槛一样。
Our death, it is just like crossing over the threshold to
把死废掉。
Go into the door. Jesus has done away with death. 地
震动把世界全是废掉了。
The earth shook. The power of this world is gone.
坟墓裂开把仇敌全是废掉了。
The tombs are open. The power of the enemy, it is gone.
把死亡的权势废掉了。
The power of death, it is gone.
叫死亡的权势多可怕吗？
Do you know how terrible is the power of death?
多可怕吗？人人都要死，对不对？
Everyone has to die.
现在我想起来美国一个很有名的科学家叫 Edison， 你们知道吧？
And you guys remember Edison, Thomas Edison?
每个人都知道，对不对？
We all know him, right?
当 Edison 活着的时候，
When he was alive,
美国人太爱 Edison 了。
And the country loved Edison.
到他最后是病。
And finally he was,
全国都为他祷告。
He had the sickness and the whole country was called to pray for him.
盼望 Edison 不要死。
So that he wouldn't die.
我等不了他死了。
But finally he did die.
死了美国部的消息啊。
And there was a news of his death.
非常好，他没有说他死了。
It didn't say he died.
美国人报告说，世界上最大的头脑却停止工作了。
But the headline for the death of Edison was, the greatest brain in the world has ceased working.
每个人都知道爱德生死了。
And everyone knew Edison died.
你再爱的人一定该死了。
No matter how much you love them, they will die.
必不可少的人你还是死了。
The person that you cannot live without, they will die.
再重要的人你还是死了。
And no matter how important they are, they will die.
死亡全是吞灭所有的人类。
Because the power of death encompasses.
主耶稣把死废掉。
Mankind, but Jesus has done away with death.
十架的死把十架是最火的死。
And the death of the cross has done away with all death.
最有生命的死。
And it is the death that is filled with life.
死的把死废掉的死。
It is a death that does away with death.
借着死败坏的仗势权的。
And by death, he has done away with him who held the power of death.
主耶稣复活了。
And Jesus was risen.
主耶稣升天了。
And Jesus ascended.
下面就说到这个，我们看见主耶稣死的伟大的影响力量。
And then so we see the great power and influence of his death.
当主复活了。
And when he resurrects.
我们只读两处圣经。
We only read two passages.
马太福音到了末了的时候。
Matthew at the end.
到了结束了。
As it concludes.
复活基督吩咐一句话。
And the resurrected Christ.
天上地下所有权柄交给我了。
He says, all heaven and all power in heaven and earth has been given to me.
所以你们要去。
Go therefore.
叫万民做我的门徒。
And make disciples of all nations.
在这里我们要解释一下门徒跟基督徒的不同。
And we need to explain that disciples, it is not the same as a Christian.
四福音都称信主的为门徒。
And in the Gospels, they all call those who believed in Jesus disciples.
今天全世界神的儿女没有叫门徒的。
But in the world today, all throughout the world, children of God, we don't really go around saying we're disciples.
今天信主的叫基督徒，对不对？
We call ourselves Christians, no?
基督徒的名字太有名了。
And it's a much more well-known name.
在使徒行传十一章。
But in Acts chapter 11.
好像是二十六节。
I think it is verse 26.
说门徒称为基督徒。
It says that the disciples were called Christians.
从安提亚开始。
In Antioch.
门徒就是基督徒。
And they were Christians.
这是从使徒行十一章以后门徒不用了。
And the disciples, they were Christians.
称为基督徒。
But after Acts 11, they became not disciples, but Christians.
一种人。
They're the same people, yes.
门徒有它的意义。
The word disciple has
它有两个意义。
It means
第一个字它的意思叫做奉献。
The first meaning is dedicated, one who has been dedicated.
第二个字叫做训练。
And secondly is one who has been trained.
它的门徒叫 disciple, 对不对？
A disciple.
它意思从 discipline 字出来的。
It comes from discipline.
从事管制的人。
A person who has been disciplined and limited and trained.
我们每一个信主的人都是奉献的人。
Every one of ourselves, we have offered ourselves to the Lord.
都是个被主管制的人。
And we are trained and limited by the Lord.
你奉献没有奉献，事实上你已经奉献了。
You can say I haven't offered myself, but yes, you have.
我在好多年以前。
Many years ago,
在台湾,
in Taiwan,
讲奉献道讲了几次,
I had a few series of messages on dedication.
有个弟兄很聪明的人,
and there was a brother, he was very intelligent.
他来看我,
he came to visit me.
说弟兄啊, 我爱主。
And he said, Brother, I love the Lord.
但是我过不了奉献关。
But I cannot dedicate myself.
过不了奉献关就过不了那什么关了。
And I said, well, okay then.
他给我讲完了。
And then after he finished talking,
他要回去了。
He was going home. I said, oh, wait a second.
你回去。
When you go back,
你祷告就不要奉主名。
When you pray, don't pray in the name of Jesus.
他真的不高兴。
And he was a little bit unhappy.
这事情太过分了。
And he said, oh, stop.
我不过不了奉献关了。
And he said, too far, just because I can't dedicate myself.
我祷告还要奉主名了。
But I'm still going to pray in the name of Jesus.
我谁是你的主？
I said, well, who's your Lord?
你自己是你自己的主。
You are your own Lord.
主不是你的主。
The Lord, he is not your Lord, right?
他很聪明的人。
He was very smart.
他一下懂了。
He understood what I was saying.
我奉献了。
He said, as a matter of fact, I have dedicated myself.
哇，你奉献还那么神气哎。
And I said, well, and you've done it so well.
我奉献了。
And he said, I have offered myself.
你不要稀奇，你奉献了。
And I said, do not marvel that you're doing this.
你要稀奇，主怎么会要你这样的人？
You should marvel that the Lord even wants you.
我们奉献了。
When we offer ourselves,
我们跪着爬着来奉献的。
We should come kneeling and crawling to God.
主能要我这样的人才稀奇了。
It is amazing that the Lord would want someone like me.
我们用的诗歌奇异恩典何其甘甜来救无赖如我。
The hymn Amazing Grace.
这诗我翻的时候啊。
I translated this in the Chinese version.
做音乐写曲的姊妹。
And there was a musician that worked with me.
他说：“实际上我是罪人，我不是无赖。”
And she told me, she said, "Well, Brother Z, I'm a sinner. I am not a wretch."
我说：“好，你不是无赖，我是无赖。”
I said, "Well, I was talking about myself. I'm the wretch."
你这才不认识你自己呢。
But I think you don't know yourself, maybe.
这里不是说 sinner 是 wretch， 无赖就无赖如我。
And he saved a wretch like me.
从前我是世上敬畏寻回。
Once I was lost, now I am found.
从前我是瞎眼的。
Once I was blind.
今看见。
But now I see.
眼睛开了。
Our eyes have been opened.
主把我们寻回来了。
And the Lord has found us.
所以我们主复活了。
And he is risen.
主耶稣在复活的时候。
And when he rose.
你们天上地上所有的权柄。
All authority.
都交给我了。
And on earth has been given to
me. 所以你们要去。
Therefore go.
这个去字太大了。
This is the greatest go.
主耶稣一说这个去字。
Once he says go.
下面使徒行传开始了。
It begins immediately the Acts of the Apostles.
到今年2000年了。
2000 plus years now.
多少人舍生忘死的去啊。
So many people laying down their lives.
撇下家乡。
Looking at death. Giving up their families.
撇下亲人。
Giving up their loved ones.
撇下他的安逸的生活。
Leaving their comfortable
lives. 为我走去。
For the Lord they go.
去到不同的国家。
They go to different countries.
去到不同的民族。
They go to different nations.
传扬耶稣基督。
And they preach in the name of Jesus.
那个去的多伟大。
What a great go.
我们中国人差劲一点啊。
And for Chinese people.
我们中国人也爱罪人。
We love sinners as well.
我们爱罪人爱来爱去爱中国人。
But we just love Chinese sinners. Not quite up to standard.
不像西方，不像西方人啊。
And in the Western world.
他们到非洲就传福音。
They go to Africa.
他们到亚洲传福音。
They go to Asia.
他们到中国传福音。
They go to China.
他们到南美洲去传福音。
They go to South America.
那真了不起。
This is very great.
福音传到万邦啊。
The gospel preached to all nations.
我们中国人说到远方，到远方，到远远到新疆、西藏了不起了。
And in China, people say, "Let's go, let's go really far." They come to Tibet.
我们最远还在中国。
And they're still in China.
中国的传道人是爱中国人。
Because Chinese pastors a lot of times they.
主耶稣说：“天上地下的权柄都交给我了。”
Folks, Jesus says, "All authority has been given to me on earth, on heaven."
所以你们要去。
And so you must go.
万民做我的门徒。
And make disciples of all nations.
这个去的像利宾斯通到非洲去开荒。
We're talking about Livingstone going to Africa.
中国人这时候的名字 Hudson Taylor.
Or Hudson Taylor going to China.
中国的开荒。
And he opened up the gospel doors.
我们没有这么大话哈。
And perhaps we're not so great.
我们奉差遣。
When you are sent.
到我们隔壁邻舍去讲主。
You're being sent to your neighbor who lives next door.
到我们给我们家人去讲主。
You're being sent to your family. family.
到我们办公的地方去讲主。
To your office.
对我们所有认得的人去报救恩。
And to proclaim salvation to
those people.
This is the go.
和最大的去是一样的。
It is the same as the greatest go.
奉差遣。
You have been sent.
主耶稣复活了。
Jesus has risen.
他看见门徒啊。
And when he saw the disciples.
愿你们平安。
He says peace.
愿你们平安。
Peace be with you.
这个平安了不起的话。
And this is just it is a great peace.
这个平安不是我们所懂的平安。
Not the peace we understand.
在约翰十四章，我把平安留给你们。
And in John 14, peace I give to you.
我把我的平安留给你们。
My peace I give to you.
主耶稣的平安。
What is the peace of the Lord?
被法利赛人陷害的时候有平安。
When he was trapped by the Pharisees, he had peace.
出卖的时候有神圣平安。
And when he was betrayed, he had this divine peace.
到克西马尼园，他有神圣平安。
In the Garden of Gethsemane, he had this peace.
他上哥哥他杀的时候有神圣平安。
And on Golgotha, he had peace.
这个平安没有事情摇得动。
There is nothing that can shake this peace.
我把我的平安留给你们。
My peace I give to you.
教会过了2000年了。
And so 2,000 years ago,
我们要证明主的平安不能摇动。
We have proven that the peace of God cannot be shaken.
没有一个力量能摇动教会的平安。
There is no power that can shake the peace of the church.
你们要去。
And so you must go.
叫万民做我的门徒。
And make disciples of all nations.
所以门徒这个话是训练奉献的意思。
And so the disciples trained, dedicated.
基督徒呢？
What about Christians?
保罗到了安提阿。
When Paul came to Antioch,
叫门徒成为基督徒。
He started calling the disciples the Christians.
基督徒这个字的意义。
The meaning of the word Christian.
与基督合一的人。
They are people who are one with Christ.
和基督成为一个。
And they have become one.
这是保罗的意象。
This is the vision of Paul.
保罗在安提阿的门徒成为基督徒。
And in Antioch, they started calling the disciples the Christians.
有英国一个有名的弟兄。
And there is a well-known brother in England.
他说的很好。
And he put it so well.
基督徒 Christ 加上 IAN.
It's Christ plus IAN.
除了 Christ, I am nothing.
Other than Christ, I am nothing.
基督徒。
Christians.
和基督合一的人。
People who have been united.
我们也是门徒。
We are also disciples.
我们也是基督徒。
We are also Christians.
门徒称为基督徒。
Disciples called Christians.
对所有的门徒讲话。
Jesus is speaking to all disciples.
对所有的基督徒讲话。
He is speaking to all Christians.
天上地上所有权柄交给我了。
Heaven and on earth, all power has been given to me.
所以你们要去。
So go.
做万民做我的门徒。
And make disciples of all nations.
我们要被奉差遣。
Would you be sent?
主讲愿你们平安。
The Lord says peace be
with you. 他讲了两次平安。
Twice he says this.
第一次叫愿你们平安。
And the first time he says may peace be with you.
生命的平安。
It is the peace of life.
第二次说的平安。
And the second.
父这样差遣我。
As the Father has sent me.
我也照样差遣你们。
So send I you.
奉差遣的平安。
It is the peace in sending.
多少人奉差遣。
So many have been sent.
到太危险的地方去。
To such dangerous places.
叫差遣平安。
It is the peace of sending.
我们也有差遣。
We also have the sending.
到了最小的差遣。
It is a smaller sending.
性质跟大的差遣一样的。
But the character of how we are sent is the same as the greatest one.
今天晚上所有弟兄姊妹都听听主的话，好不好？
Tonight, hear the word of God, brothers and sisters.
我们有没有奉差遣？
Have you been sent?
大家不讲话。
You are all speechless, I see.
有没有奉差遣？
Have you been sent?
有。
Yes.
那我回去祷告，你怎么奉差遣？
And then pray, how are you being sent?
差遣到谁那里去？
To whom?
可能在隔壁邻舍。
Maybe your neighbor.
可能你的亲人。
To your relatives,
可能对你的同事，
your coworkers,
可能对你认识的人，
those whom you know,
我们都要去，
we shall go,
叫万民做我的门徒，
and make disciples of all the nations.
我所吩咐你们的教训他们遵守，
and all that I have taught you,
很大的命令叫守圣经，
and this is a great command to observe the Bible.
我们今天必须要守圣经，
we need to observe the Bible today.
圣经真道都有奥秘。
And there is a mystery in doctrine and in the Bible.
我们明白奥秘。
Do we know what a mystery is?
但守圣经不是守奥秘。
But we are keeping the commands of the Bible, not the mystery.
守圣经，守字句。
We are keeping the law that is written here in the
Bible. 圣经怎么写的？
What did the Bible say?
我怎么守？
Then that's what I do.
为什么我们主日不饼？
Why do we keep the Lord's Supper and break bread?
我们有一个杯一个
饼。We use a common cup.
为什么我们受浸？
We have one bread. We have baptism.
不用受洗那个简单的办法。
We do not just, we do, we have a full
immersion. 为什么我们做这些事？
Why do we do these things?
我们守圣经。
We are keeping the principles of the Bible.
圣经怎么写的？
What did the Bible say?
我怎么守？
Then that's what I do.
到了圣经写完了。
When the Bible was completed.
启示录到了结束圣经了。
And the Revelations, it concludes the Bible.
主自己复活的基督讲话。
And the resurrected Christ, he speaks.
我必快来。
I shall come.
遵守的书上预言的有福了。
And blessed is he who keeps the words of this book.
不是读圣经的有福了。
It doesn't say blessed is he who reads the Bible.
守圣经的有福了。
It is he who keeps the word of.
守圣经这件事不简单。
It is a very difficult thing to keep the word of the Bible.
我们要守主的话。
We must keep the word of God.
守主的话有福了。
And those who keep this word, they are blessed.
教训门徒。
And he,
so he teaches,
he teaches the disciples how I have taught
you. 教训他们遵守。
Go and teach them to keep commandments.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施浸。
And in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, baptize them.
我就与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And I will be with you until the end of the age.
开启主同在的时代。
And it opens this whole age where the Lord is with us.
今天主与我们同在。
Is the Lord with you?
有没有？
Yes.
有，在这里，对不对？
He is here, no?
到了路加福音二十四章。
When we come to Luke chapter 24,
主耶稣最后的话。
Final words of Jesus.
两件事。
Two things.
守圣经。
Keep the Bible.
一件事用圣经。
One is the Bible.
一件事用圣灵。
One is the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣他的复活基督最后讲的话。
And the Lord, he, the resurrected Christ.
遵守圣经。
In the very end, he says, the Bible, keep it.
开他们的悟性
and then he opened their minds, their
understanding, 叫他们明白圣经
to help them understand the Bible.
我就开我的悟性
and for myself, the Lord opens my understanding. I understand the Bible.
人家早上说圣经我这些说你会不会讲、啊、
and, but then you might find a passage and say, can you teach me about this passage? And, I was, and I'll say probably not.
你懂不懂
No. And then, do you understand it?
我不懂
No.
那你怎么能明白圣经
Then why do you say you understand the Bible?
我好多地方不懂
I said, well, there's many things I don't understand.
我还是明白圣经。
But I still understand the Bible.
主开我们的悟性。
The Lord will open our understanding.
圣经被人们开启的书。
It will be an open book to us.
圣经被人能明白的书。
It is something we can understand.
好多是儿女的见证。
Many brothers and sisters, children of God, they testify.
信主以前他们不要看圣经的。
Before they believed in the Lord, they would not read the Bible.
有人告诉我要不会睡觉看圣经最好。
Some people tell me, if you can't fall asleep, then read the Bible.
看圣经就睡着了。
Then you'll be asleep right away.
他实在不懂圣经啊。
And they really don't understand the Bible.
得救了。
But once they are saved.
主开了我们的悟性。
The Lord opens our understanding.
要明白圣经。
To understand the Bible.
第二件事用圣灵。
And the second thing is the Spirit.
叫他们在耶路撒冷城里等候。
That he tells them to wait.
直到你们得到了从上面来的能力。
At Jerusalem, until they gain this power from on high.
我要把父所应许的降在你们身上。
Because the promise of the Father will come upon you.
你们要得到从上头来的能力。
You are to gain the power from on high.
上头来等于就是圣灵。
The power from on high, that is the Holy Spirit.
得着这个字原文是穿上。
And to gain is, here it says to be clothed.
穿上圣灵。
Be clothed with the Holy Spirit.
到了五旬节整体教会穿上圣灵了。
In the Pentecost, the church truly is clothed.
你早晨起来要穿衣服。
When you get up in the morning, you put on your clothes.
有没有人早晨起来就是难为我今天穿衣服很困难有没有
Do you get up in the morning and think, it's, I have a really hard time wearing clothes?
You may not know how to put on clothes.
Does anyone not know how to put on clothes?
Everyone knows how to put
on clothes. It's a simple thing.
好，做这件衣服不简单。
Difficult to make the clothing.
穿衣服很简单。
Easy to put it on.
穿上圣灵。
Put on the Holy Spirit. 圣
灵降临了。
The Holy Spirit has descended.
圣的儿女穿上圣灵。
And so children of God, put on the Holy Spirit.
穿上从上面来的能力。
The power from on high, put it on.
圣经圣灵。
The Holy Spirit and the Bible.
而最后。
And finally.
主从伯大尼升天。
The Lord, he ascends from Bethany.
不然你升天。
He ascends from
heaven. 主就伸起手来，伸出手来。
And he stretches out his arms.
祝福不倒你。
And he blesses.
主话要得到一个不倒你的见证。
And he is looking to gain the same witness from the house of Bethany.
完全奉献的见证。
Testimony of complete dedication.
爱的见证。
A testimony of love.
复活的见证。
A testimony of resurrection.
主耶稣最后的祝福。
And his final blessing.
好，我们再唱这首诗歌。
This is his final blessing. Let us sing hymn 647 again. Revive thy work, O Lord.